You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Half-baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, Mawn and Win.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
With a big winter storm hitting the area, officials are taking precautions and warning drivers to take care on the roads. In Indianapolis, Public Safety Director Troy Riggs says they're hoping for things to go smoothly.
Our cameras that are on the streets, we're monitoring those as well, relaying information. Our hope is that it's just another winter storm that we endure here in central Indiana, but it's our responsibility to be prepared.
Snowplows have already been out to help clear streets for the morning commute. The storm is expected to move through quickly, but it will dump a few inches of snow in most areas. The Emergency Operations Center is expected to remain open to monitor conditions through the storm. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul doesn't believe a GOP-led Congress will create gridlock in Washington. Paul tells Fox News on the record that as long as everyone is voting, work will get done.
Terry Reid just said, no Republican amendments whatsoever. It's my way or the highway. Senator McConnell saying, I'm going to let Democrats have votes and Republicans have votes. It will take a while. But we will vote, 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 and then we will pass legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, T-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
A circuit court judge lifted a stay on her July ruling that Florida's same-sex marriage ban violates equal protections under the U.S. Constitution. USA's Russ Jones explains.
On Monday, Miami-Dade County started issuing marriage licenses to lesbian and gay couples. Christian Family Coalition Executive Director Anthony Vertigo says judges shouldn't override the wishes of Florida voters who approved a gay marriage ban in 2008.
It's a shame for the state of Florida today when one judge can throw out the votes of 8 million Floridians. This is a public policy issue, and their votes have been violated.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush called for respect for those on both sides of the issue, including committed gay couples, and quote, those of us who believe marriage is a sacrament and want to safeguard religious liberty. I'm Russ Jones.
The daughter of actress Zsa Zsa Gabor and Hilton Hotels founder Conrad Hilton is dead. Francesca Hilton died at around 10 o'clock last night at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Hilton had been with her fiancé, who administered CPR before paramedics arrived. Her publicist says the 67-year-old died from an apparent stroke or heart attack. Young people aren't happy with their current situation. The Young American Foundation has released its Youth Misery Index numbers for 2014, and it's a record high of more than 106. The index is calculated by adding youth unemployment, nation debt per capita, and student loan debt numbers. The index is up from about 98 last year, and it has increased by more than 50% since 2008. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org. Okay, in today's weather, it is currently snowing out in Flemington, New Jersey, 18 degrees. That is pretty much the forecast today until about 3 p.m. Should receive about 1 to 2 inches of snow. Tonight will be mostly cloudy around 18. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 27, with blustery winds. Chance of precipitation 40%, new snow, accumulation of less than a half of an inch possible for tomorrow. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 7. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 19. Thursday night, slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low of 14. Friday, partly sunny, high near 32. Friday night, mostly clear, low of 16. Saturday, sunny, high of 27. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low of 18. Sunday will be mostly cloudy, high of 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 25. And Monday will be cloudy again with a high of 36. So, Joe, the temperatures have dipped and we are in winter mode.
Oh, it's the polar vortex coming back to get us once again this year. This is how we're starting 2015, much like 2014. Or will they come up with another term for a good old-fashioned winter cold front? I'm not sure, but I'm still talking about how in my youth I used to walk uphill both ways in a snowstorm just to get to school and back. Or was it to get my mother a quart of milk, or was it to get my dad a news? Whatever it was, but it's the same uphill both ways, I think, forever. You think by now that hill would be ground down to a little bit of a slope, but maybe not. Well, here we are, Jeannie. We are back. It is Tuesday, and we have another continuation of the downturn that we've seen over the last few trading sessions. Evidently, Santa has left the building, and the rally that came with him is nowhere to be seen. And instead, we are focusing once again on oil. Now, Santa couldn't care less. He's dealing with feed for his reindeer. And I don't think they need oil unless, well, they are old, so maybe some glucosamine chondroitin would be more up their alley. But, you know, in any event, we were down big time yesterday because oil fell under $50 a barrel, which was a big deal. There really was. And, you know, we tried for a rebound earlier today, but it fizzled out. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,436.70, or down almost 65 points. About 100-point turnover in less than an hour. S&P 500 is at 2014.46. That's down about almost 6 points. The NASDAQ is down 26 points. Europe faring a little bit better today, although they are getting into the end of their trading session. They were up more than they are now. Currently, the DAX is up 1.05%. The FTSE, not quite that, only a little bit over 2 points. So now it's actually even, and the CAC 40 is up about a third of a percent. Oil, talking about oil moving lower, it is lower still, down $1.25 a barrel, or 2.5%, to $48.79. Wow. That is below 5.5-year lows. Unbelievable. And as the result, people are getting a little bit more afraid, so gold prices have come up a bit, $4.80 or 0.4%. Gold is now at $1,208.90. And bonds, with all of this fear in the bond market, the 10-year treasury is actually dipped below 2. It's at 1.9695. So where is the Fed raising rates when you need them? If they are going to raise rates, boy, people who are going to be shorting the 10-year are going to be holding that position for quite a while, because interest rates are pretty low. But quite frankly, with the dollar, Jeannie, being as strong as it is right now, that is one of the big inflation fighters for the United States. And as long as we don't have inflation, and unfortunately we don't have wage inflation either, I can't really imagine the justification for the Fed raising rates. And evidently the markets seem to be in agreement with that. So we'll have to see what happens. But other things that have been going on over in Asia, most of the Asia-Pacific equity indices followed the weak U.S. lead from yesterday and sold off sharply overnight. The one exception really was the Shanghai Composite. They managed to close with a small gain. the oil and European concerns that weighed on the U.S. markets were pervasive in Asia. Mining, energy names, really across the region were particularly weak. Markets in India and Japan did suffer the most, as is typical. Heightened risk aversion caused strengthening in the yen, which pushed the Nikkei down over 3%. Major export companies like Nissan and Toyota, prone to currency fluctuations, came under pressure. Activity in China perhaps had to do more with supply and demand and the potential further tie-up in mainland markets rather than macro fundamentals. Shanghai Composites movement of late leaves us cautious, as the amount of margin trading by individual investors based on speculation of market tie-ups and Beijing policy has been a bit over the top, and the upside trading has caused definitive disequilibrium between shares traded in Shanghai and similar shares traded in Hong Kong. The resolution of such disequilibrium is likely to end poorly for the Shanghai market. Europe, again, trying to stage recovery from yesterday's sell-off. It really is all about the oil. Market indicators in Germany, France, and Spain have been a little bit better than expected, but they're falling off towards the end of the trading session. European financial headlines this morning have keyed on the policy bickering between Greece and European authorities, and we'll talk a little bit about that yesterday and the impact on yesterday's markets, as well as internal country debates on the future of Greece inside the Eurozone. But we do anticipate the fervor over Greece's standing in the Eurozone will present, we'll say, right up to, they'll be present right up to January 25th, and that is the Greek election, and it's going to have somewhat of a toll on regional markets in terms of increased volatility. So, you know, as long as we have that in Europe and we still have the uncertainty in the oil issue, and a lot of people are talking now about oil's floor being somewhere around $40 a barrel, we may continue to get this opportunity for once again. What do we do when we have cash and we want to invest, Jeannie? At what price do we buy? Low. Mm-hmm. And people are always complaining that, well, I just missed it. And I keep telling them, wait for the next one, because there's always a next one.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So that's what we're starting off with this morning. As I said earlier, we'll talk a little bit about what happened in yesterday's market, and there is information, some changes for 2015 as it relates to tax law and the impact of Obamacare on certain individuals, and I know Jeannie's going to cover some of that, and you're going to be talking about what else? There was something else that I just...
The IRAs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big change. There are a lot of folks out there that were taking short-term loans, the 60-day variety, from their individual retirement accounts. Well, that's becoming problematic for 2015. And you know, we have some warnings to provide you and some examples of what not to do this year. But you know, we'll be talking about that a little bit later. And yeah, other stuff to talk about. Gee, you know, I don't know. We could, you know, there was something on Yahoo and CNBC, how low oil prices could mean new carbon taxes. Well, you know, not a good thing for business and employees. And you know, we do have to worry about jobs as it relates to the fracking that is going on in this country and the shale oil boom, because there is a war between those industries here in the United States and what's happening with OPEC. And the Saudis keep firm on this. They make almost daily comments about how resolute they are in staying the course, looking to drive a stake in the hearts of our own national security as it relates to our energy policy. I'm just hoping that our government takes the side of national security and our employees and not the side of our Arab, well, I was going to say well-wishers, but I think we all know that's not the case. So, you know, a lot more to talk about, and we'll get back to that right after our first break. But in the meantime, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is still down over 57 points. The S&P is down 5.76. The NASDAQ's down almost 27. And we will be back after our first break.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information.
In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Okay, we are back. This is Some Things About Money, the Joe Patton Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heiding Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale. If you have a question or if you want to get the year off right and talk to a credentialed certified financial planner, you can speak with me, my partner Michelle Heide. Jeannie is a retirement expert. We are very big on credentials and training. So if you're looking for some information that has nothing to do with product sales, you may want to give us a call and we can do that. We have a history of devoting a lot of energy and time to people who have questions and need some help. And generally after the end of the meeting, they'll determine whether or not they think that we could be of assistance. And more importantly, we also take that meeting as an interview because, you know, there are only 24 hours in the day and we do not work 7 days a week. I work six. But, you know, we like to spend a lot of time doing work for our clients. And we want to make sure that the people that we're working for are actually benefiting from what we do. So if folks aren't in the position to really get a benefit from our work, we're going to let them know and give them advice in terms of how to get into a position where they can take advantage of the expertise of a credentialed certified financial planner. So, you know, we don't like turning people away. So when we shake hands and wish them well, we've already provided them with a lot of information that would be helpful. So one day they would be in a position to get a benefit from working with us. So it's just what we do, and we try to provide information here on the radio show as well. One of the things that we want to talk about today, again, is grease and oil, because they do serve as reminders to what is going on. Now, we often suggest this market you know, can get out of equilibrium over the short term. We've seen a lot of spikes, 3 to 5 to 6% in terms of market corrections. And, yeah, it's really not even a correction. It's just volatility. It's sort of a blip. And the recent late December rally indeed left market conditions ready for a bout of profit-taking. As a result, stocks fell sharply across most major markets and left the primary U.S. equity indices approximately 1.6 to 1.9% lower in yesterday's trading session. Now, While profit-taking was evident, investors' risk aversion was stirred again by a continual drop in oil prices and the reemergence of political concerns in Europe, Greece. Now, the West Texas Intermediate price has now slipped under $50 a barrel. We talked about that earlier, down around 48 and change, leaving the recent downward price trajectory well in place. Now, this price move has again raised some worry over a likely negative impact on U.S. shale oil operations and domestic sectors of the economy, previously influenced by the energy sector growth. Now, across the Atlantic, political uncertainty in Greece, while not necessarily a new development, has again caught the attention of market participants. Failure to reach a majority in recent Greek presidential elections has triggered a snap national election that could affect the balance of power among Greece's political parties. Based on recent polling, that balance of power may favor Greece's anti-Euro parties, and a resulting election win by these representatives could again raise questions over Greece's longevity as a Eurozone member. While a Eurozone exit today may be somewhat less disruptive than a few years ago, it could cause material dislocation of Greece's creditors. Now, the heightened risk aversion we witnessed yesterday reflected the approach of the January 25th national election date and the uncertain Greek outcomes. The developments in Greece really caused Eurozone equities to lag other global markets, as most major indices were off by 2 to 3%. Meanwhile, a drop in Germany's consumer price index announced yesterday again raised the worry over the pace of the Eurozone economy and the disinflationary pressures currently evident in the region. The German data served to enhance investors' apprehension over the broader Eurozone CPI data expected on Wednesday. Now, while yesterday's session serves as a rough start to the new year, the activity does not alter our view of current capital market conditions. We have recently warned 2015 could be a more volatile year relative to 2013 and 14, and yesterday's outcome is perhaps an example of that volatility. Our view is 2015 will still be a positive for stocks. Now, repeat, we believe that 2015 will be a positive for stocks. However, higher valuation multiples today and uneven patterns of strength among global economies probably increases the risk of equity prices not being as consistent as they have been over the preceding 2 years, and that smooth ride, which we have grown to, well, become somewhat accustomed to. Now, to account for this potential rise in volatility, investors should ensure that exposures are within planned risk tolerances. Given that we have seen a material rise in equity prices since the financial crisis lows, clients should ensure that allocations have not fallen out of proper balance. We believe this year could again be a good year for lower volatility and or high dividend paying equity strategies. Adopting these strategies in place of higher beta equity options may be prudent, especially for those managing against a moderate or conservative risk tolerance. Investors, however, should remain selective. Even for the aggressive investor, we believe lower beta equity options can provide the necessary equity stability that may come at a premium this year. Finally, while we often encourage investors to broaden their investment opportunity set into foreign equity markets, U.S. equity exposure may serve as a volatility buffer relative to overseas opportunities. That is, we believe the domestic bias present in many U.S. investor portfolios may be well-placed again this year. So if you have, one, additional information on strategies or the things that I'm talking about, again, give us a call, 908-713-6600. Or, throw out an email to us and be more than happy to have more conversation on it. But we like to think it's going to be more of the same for this year, and pick your spots from an international perspective, even when it comes to emerging markets. Don't be greedy. Just be patient. And dividends should continue to rule the day. So that's where we are as far as our perspective over yesterday and how people should be positioned, Jeannie.
Okay. Good information.
And what is not good is that we continue to move lower on the Dow, down 98 points over, 0.56%. The S&P's down 11.34. The NASDAQ's down over 41 points. So even the FTSE and the CAC have turned red. FTSE's down 0.4%. The CAC 40's down over 0.1%. The DAX remains green, but they've given up over 0.5% just in the last 15 minutes. They're now up 0.49%. So oil continues to be the rogue. It continues to fall down now, $1.58 a barrel to $48.46. Ooh. So where are we at now?
Well, what'd you say? This is a good time to buy, right, Jeff?
You know, buy the dips, mm-hmm. buy the dips, and look at quality, look at dividends, don't get greedy. If somebody wants to throw 6% at me every quarter or so, I'll be more than happy to take it if you're doing it right. If you're doing it through payroll deduction, dollar cost averaging that way is a fabulous way of taking advantage of volatility in the marketplace. So the only way you're going to be hurt is if you wait until the prices to recover and buy it when the sale's over.
That's right.
And or you're using a long-term investment strategy as a day trader, and that never mm-hmm. ends well. Yeah. But, we're just watching things continue. And why is Joe sitting here rubbing his hands together feverishly? Because the palms are beginning to itch, and it's almost time to take advantage of the opportunity.
It is.
Again.
Again. That's right.
So, you know, everybody in the office is like, is it time? Is it time? Is it time? And I keep coming back to what I tell everybody else. It's your goals, your time frame, your risk tolerance. Don't be greedy. You know, it doesn't have to be all in with all of your money on that trade. You can spread it out over time, you know, a third, a third, a third, and continue to be diversified, because diversification is truly the only free lunch in the investment industry. So, you know, those recommendations over my 33 years really hasn't changed very much.
Right, exactly.
So that's where we're at, and I keep waiting for it to go down over 100 so I can start jumping up and down. I know it sounds crazy. All you people out there are thinking, oh, I'm losing money. Oh, my goodness, it's horrible. It's Snowmageddon. It's the polar vortex as it relates to the investment industry. No, it's not. What it is, it's the best one-day sale of the year, and, you know, every few months, another store is giving you their best one-day sale of the year for things that you need. All you have to do is pay attention and be patient. Mm-hmm. Investments are no different. There's a lot of quality out there that you can buy, maybe not on the cheap, but certainly lower than waiting for the recovery to take place. So just take advantage. You know, don't be so nervous, because in your entire lifetime, whether it's the housing crisis, Lehman, Bear Stearns, 9/11, you know, the Hunt brothers trying to corner the silver market, whether it's the technology bubble bursting, whether it's the crash of 87, whether it's Billy Beer and the 15% inflation rate from the end of the Carter administration to the beginning of the Reagan administration, no matter what the event is, they all have one thing in common, and that one thing, Jeannie, is?
They always came back.
Always come back. Yep. We always recover. And this time is not different.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So I think we're coming on
the world, even though the markets are down and it's snowing on the same day.
Yes, and it's cold.
And it's very cold.
Yes, and I haven't seen the Macy's email. I've gotten one from Bloomingdale's on a sale every day. It's kind of like, you know, it's the Joseph A. Bank theory. Mm. You know, we're just going to keep rotating our sales and, you know, broadcasting as if it's the greatest thing the consumer will ever see.
Tomorrow, Macy's has Wednesday sales.
That's the Wednesday sale, and I would think that our industry would do something like that too if the regulators would approve it. But thank goodness they haven't. I could just imagine even more unqualified people with insignificant licenses being let loose on consumers to sell a bunch of stuff to them that they don't need. For high fees. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, to push even harder, rail even harder against people who are not credentialed and who just sell stuff for commission without any concept of what a fiduciary standard is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you were sick of me talking about it last year, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Okay, ready for our news break?
I think so.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Congress reconvened today. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Republicans are wasting a little time in using their majority position.
The House will vote Friday on a bill authorizing the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. It'll be the 10th time the GOP-controlled House has approved the project. Approving the pipeline will be the first order of business for the GOP-controlled Senate. A committee hearing is set for tomorrow, and the bill will be drafted Thursday, with a Senate vote expected not too long after that.
A massive manhunt is underway after two NYPD officers were shot, this time in the Bronx. New York Police Commissioner William Bratton tells WABC they were responding to a robbery.
The officers, who were part of a five-member plainclothes anti-crime team, were searching for suspects wanted for an armed robbery, which occurred 10 minutes earlier at a grocery store.
The officers are in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
Okay, and today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey, currently snowing and 18 degrees. Expecting snow to continue until about 3 o'clock today, accumulation total of 1 to 2 inches possible. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, low around 18. Wednesday will be a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., high of 27, blustery winds, and chance of precipitation of 40%, new snow accumulation less than half an inch. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 7. That's our first single digit that we've had this week. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 19. Thursday night, slight chance of snow showers, low around 14. Friday, sunny, near 32. Friday night, clear, low around 16. Saturday will be another sunny day, high near 27. Saturday night, cloudy, low of 18. Sunday will be cloudy at 34 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy around 25, and Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. So bundle up, get your hats, scarves, mittens. We'll need them. All right, Joe, we're back.
We are back, and we continue to watch the markets in correction mode, which, again, is not a terrible thing. We actually enjoy all of this fun stuff going on, so... So, we have some changes going on, Jeannie. It's now January, and a lot of the laws that were passed last year and the year before are now beginning to take effect. And a couple of them, one relates to the tax obligation of people who have not signed up for health care insurance, and the other one has to do with folks who were taking those the short-term interest-free loans from themselves in their IRAs. Yes. So tell us about these changes.
Okay, so basically when somebody has an IRA that they want to roll over, there's two ways of doing it. One is a direct rollover, which would go from an institution to another institution. The check is written out to that institution for you, but you never get your hands on the money. People were taking advantage of the indirect rollover, which is where you actually do get a check in your name and could actually potentially have use of those funds for 60 days before putting it into another IRA.
And what would happen is you'd have to actually put back the exact dollar amount to the penny that you took out within 60 days. If you didn't, then it would be a taxable distribution prior to your retirement age, which would be normally 59 and a half in order to qualify for a tax-free distribution. And with that comes the penalty plus taxes and, you know, all of the other things that the government whacks us over the head with if we don't do the right thing. So now that is changed.
Correct. So owners of IRAs can only do one 60-day rollover a year for all of their IRAs. The rule no longer applies separately to each IRA that you own. In this case, IRAs include traditional and Roth IRAs, as well as SEP and simple IRAs. The one-year period is not a calendar year. It's 365 days or 12 months. If a second 60-day rollover takes place within that one-year period, the distribution will be taxable and subject to a 10% early withdrawal penalty if the client is under 59 and a half.
Well, that's a little steep.
It is. So not worth it. So no longer, you know, this is something everybody should be conscientious of. So should clients attempt a second rollover, the problem cannot be fixed. The IRS does not have the authority to help correct the situation. This could end an IRA. For example, if clients were moving their entire IRA balance to a new custodian or a new advisor. It can get worse. If clients do a second 60-day rollover, it's now not only taxable, but an excess IRA contribution subject to a 6% penalty each year. To a 6% penalty each year, the ineligible rollover funds remain in the account.
So you get whacked up front plus another 6% every year. Mm-hmm. That money stays there.
So it could be steep. Yeah. I mean, really, you're like wasting your money. Yeah. You're giving it to the government. You're helping to support the government, right?
Now, see, they snuck this one by us because there's somebody else in the government that thinks Americans are stupid.
Oh, boy. So basically, it is always a safer move to move IRA funds directly from one investor to another and not getting access to those funds yourself. That helps solve this problem that wouldn't happen here if you didn't have a check written out to you that you could potentially cash and keep money for 60 days. With a direct transfer, also called a trustee-to-trustee transfer, the funds move directly from one IRA to another without the client touching the money. Direct transfers can be done as often as the client wishes without having to worry about the one-year IRA rollover rule.
So the moral of the story is, don't you dare touch the money. Have it done directly between custodian to custodian.
Exactly, yeah. That should just be the rule.
Yeah,
because, as we mentioned, these penalties are just too steep to
take a chance. As long as you do that, you don't have to worry about all of the different details of the new law. Just have it done from custodian to custodian. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay.
Yep, exactly right.
So, but it does take away from the ability of people to cover short-term debt concerns. Mm-hmm. I know in the past, you know, a lot of advisors have automatically told folks, well, if you're leaving your company, take your money from your 401k plan and roll it into a self-directed IRA, and you'd still have this available to you in case of a short-term emergency. Now you don't. So, you know, there are a lot of different reasons for not doing a rollover from a 401k to an IRA. This may just add one more to the list.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all sorts of investment reasons to do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most people like the fact that they have far more choice in building a balanced and diversified portfolio outside of a 401k. But if you're not 55 and if you don't have enough cash in reserve to cover a short-term event, that may put you in a bind. So make sure that whoever you're working with, who's advising you on your investments, is knowledgeable and can walk you through all of these details, because if they are not, they could be inadvertently putting you into quite a bind.
Yes. As we said, the IRS has no way of correcting it.
No, not at all. There's no mechanism to do that.
Mm-mm. Nope. So it could cost you a lot of money if you're not careful or make sure that the person you're trusting with your financial health is aware of these things. Because, yeah, that's pretty hefty, especially if you're under 59 and a half, 10% and then 6%. That's a big loss to your IRA. What is IRA? Retirement funds. You definitely don't want to be taking a hit, right? You're trying to earn as much as possible and have as much as in there as possible, not be losing money to penalties.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah, I'd also mentioned about, you know, the Obamacare bill having an impact on 2014 taxes. Now, you know, just remember, W-2s and 1099s for 2014 will soon be arriving in the mail. So, you know, it's really not too early to start thinking about putting together your Form 1040 for last year's tax obligation for filing purposes. For 2014, there were only two important federal income tax changes for individual taxpayers. If you look at the Patient Protection Act, which is Obamacare, it established a no federal tax bounty. I mean, that's just the only way to put it, for failure to carry so-called minimum essential coverage. Last year, it was the introductory year for the penalty, which can potentially be owed for any month when qualifying health care coverage was not in force. Now, you don't have to worry about the penalty if you and all the members of your family were applicable, had qualifying coverage for all of last year. In this case, simply check the box on line 61 of Form 1040 and you're done. But, you know, if you have or did not have qualifying coverage for the entire year, the first task is to determine if you are exempt from the penalty. For that, you see the instructions to new IRS Form 8965, Health Coverage Exemptions, and the corresponding instructions for figuring your shared responsibility payment. I love the way they put that. If you were exempt for last year, file Form 8965 with your 2014 Form 1040 to prove it. For additional information on exemptions, you want to see IRS Publication 5187, Health Care Law, What's New for Individuals and Family. Both Form 8965 and Publication 5187 can be accessed at irs.gov. Now, if you're not exempt, the next step is to calculate the penalty amount that you owe using the worksheet in the instructions to Form 8965. Enter the penalty amount on line 61 of your return for 2014. The penalty can range from $95 or less to a good deal more for higher income folks. For plain English details, see, owe the IRS money? Here's some good news, really. Also, be aware that the penalty for 2015 and beyond can be much higher than the penalty for last year. Now, there are all sorts of details as far as your credits. You may be available for premium assistance, tax credits, yada, yada, yada. But there's a whole laundry list of things in terms of what you need to know to determine whether or not you are eligible. And, you know, there are instructions and formulas for you to plug numbers into. And if you are continuing to be confused, go back to irs.gov and they will confuse you some more. My recommendation, get ye to a qualified tax advisor, preferably one with credentials like a CPA, not somebody who's currently throwing on very funny advertisements offering you free consultations when most of the people sitting behind that door, behind that desk, are not credentialed and really could be dangerous to you. So be forewarned that things have changed and you need to know about it.
Okay. Now it's 11:44. Do we want to go on to our last break?
Yeah, I think we better.
Okay. Seems like a good time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion. This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to fall off the cliff. It's down 158.62 points. The S&P is down 16.71. The NASDAQ is now down an additional 53.5. And whoa, don't we wish we were over in Europe today, because the European markets are now closed, and the DAX did finish up, albeit just a paltry 12.16 points, and the FTSE was down 47, the CAC 40 was down over 21, and as we're looking at the cause of all of this angst, oil down over $2 a barrel to 48.03, so we're getting closer to that $40 projected bottom. Gold up $8.40 to $12.1240, and the 10-year Treasury, ooh, that continues to drop off a cliff. Genie, 1.9298. Ooh, wow. It's almost time to short the 10-year. But, here, let's see. What are we going to do here? So much to talk about, so little time, and you have things to discuss as we get into, you know, as people are putting together all of their tax documents and trying to figure out what I should do for my IRA this year, and you have some advice on that.
That's right. It's that time, right?
It truly is.
The W-2s are coming in the mail shortly.
They're like, I got to put money into an IRA.
Well, you
get
know
a deduction on paying too much in tax.
That's right. You have until
just
April 15th.
Just be thankful you have a job.
Yeah. You have until April 15th to contribute to an IRA, and an accountant may suggest to you, you can lower your tax burden.
And whether it does lower your tax burden or not is still a good idea to contribute.
Absolutely,
to
that's right. That's right. Exactly. So, some common mistakes, some common IRA mistakes. The most common mistakes simply occur because people don't know the rules, of which there are many governing these accounts. Complex rules provide many opportunities for things to go awry, but the biggest mistake with IRAs may not be contributing at all, right?
There you go.
So now's the time. Again, we're into that January New Year's resolution time. I didn't save enough last year. Guess what? You still have 4.5 months to make up for what you didn't
do last
year.
And there are articles all over the internet talking about how Americans are not contributing enough. Just think of it this way. Are you planning on living longer than your grandparents? Probably. And you're going to need how much more money for every extra year you live?
There you go. Exactly. So each year that you're eligible to make IRA contributions and don't is a chunk of retirement income lost. That money is in a retirement account, so it will grow over these years from now until you need to take it out. You'll have earnings on that. It'll be compounding. I mean, it's certainly a better decision to contribute than to not. So if you run the numbers, someone who doesn't skip contributions every, you know, people who contribute every year, and then you look at someone who skips certain years, you know, I know some years are tougher than others, but it's that priority of saving, that consistent dedication to putting something towards your retirement. The person who doesn't skip years will end up with more money in retirement. I don't know what just happened.
We have no idea what that is, but it's interesting.
Right? Yeah, a voice just started talking, and I have no idea how to make it stop.
I don't know. We'll have to figure out what just happened.
I know. There's nothing lit. Should I put that down? Or?
Well, that fixed it.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad, so sad.
waiting for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Stepping into stockings, stepping into shoes, living in the pocket of the raincoat. Oh, it's just another day. Forever, never see enough.